T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ninety-eight-seven and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. 6:46 here on a Monday morning, October 23rd. Three big things.
Three.
Nationwide gas prices continue to drop.
Two.
Congressional Republicans optimistic about passing a tax overhaul.
One.
Wichita police officer arrested on misconduct and stalking charges. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Things in traffic this morning, well, looking pretty good out there. Traffic conditions are all right. It's a little chilly, but not too bad. We are starting to see some heavier traffic right now at the North Junction, especially 37th Street North and I-135, especially southbound. Right now just has a lot of traffic in that area. Traffic seems to be moving at speed, though. Traffic update from KNSS, brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman, in the East Harry Street Mall, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 70 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 44. Tuesday, sunny, breezy, cooler tomorrow with a high of only 61 degrees. Now partly cloudy, 46 degrees, got a south wind at 9 miles per hour. KNSS weather. Brought to you by the Monarch, open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. Menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the Money
morning.
Tracker.
Morning.
He's over there talking on his very own microphone.
I have my very own microphone.
Taco Bell stores in the area of Milwaukee, Wisconsin,
name on it,
have been reportedly selling Kit Kat stuffed quesadillas called Chocoladillas.
Oh, gosh.
That sound awful?
Deep fried or what?
Wow. No, the $1 dessert item consists of a tortilla folded around melted chocolate and pieces of the iconic candy wafer, the Kit Kat, which, of course, in my opinion, the Kit Kat is the Cadillac of chocolate to
confectionery.
Oh, yeah. I love the Kit Kat.
Yeah, they're good.
Currently available for an unknown amount of time. There's also a Twix version of the Taco Bell treat, available at some locations. Brand Eating is reporting this. Brand Eating. The Chocoladillas.
It turns my stomach.
Well, yeah, when I eat Mexican food, I want something that's got, you know, a little bit of meat in it, a lot of cheese.
Yeah.
You know,
the only thing it should have cocoa in it is mole.
Mole.
Because it has cocoa in it.
Okay. Yeah. Mole. You mean like mole?
Yeah, mole for you. Kansas
with a
version.
French A on the end of it. So Donne
Mole.
Would be Donne would be French, right?
Yeah, if I had an E on the end of my
yes.
name.
Wall Street ended last week with the Standard
I'd be called
Poor's
Dunn. Okay.
500 index, and the Dow Jones index is reaching their fifth record close in a row. The S&P index rose 13 points. Dow gained 165 points. The NASDAQ added 23 points. Target says customers want it to pause the Christmas creep. Says it wants to be more in tune in customers' mindset, so it plans to ease in holiday promotions this year while better recognizing Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Yeah. So they're going to slow up on the Christmas a little bit, and now they're going to give you a good dose of Thanksgiving right after Halloween.
Well, I told you I saw Christmas decorations a month and a half ago.
Oh, yeah. I did, too. I happened to be
whole in, section in a
Dillard's one morning, and they were putting up the trees.
God, it was August. It was August. Or
something like that.
Oh,
September.
Man.
Yeah, we got to get a jump on that. A coalition in upstate New York is creating a 50-mile corridor where unmanned aircraft can safely fly beyond the line of sight and drone traffic control systems can be tested. With $30 million in state investment, the unmanned aircraft traffic management corridor between Rome and Syracuse will be outfitted with radar and ground-based sensors to enable what Governor Andrew Cuomo calls the most advanced drone testing in the country.
Interesting.
It costs $30 million to do that? Wow.
Well, you got to put in all the infrastructure on the ground, I guess.
I guess you got to hook up the wires, right?
You got to have people standing there every 5 feet, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe
don't know much about drones, but I'm I hear you droning on over there, so it must be.
That's good.
Don Grant.
That's good. I'm going to drone on some more. You better watch out.
Hold off just one more year. Drone on, Don Grant.
I am. You know, a bunch of workout buddies and I had a very spirited conversation.
Spirited.
You know one of these people. About retirement after a particularly grueling session with our trainer. Now, I guess that physical pain reminds us of work. So we had a split among us as to when we would retire and thus when we would trigger our Social Security benefits. Now, one friend, you know who he is, Steve, I'll tell you later, who was in his late 50s, is in his late 50s, stated adamantly that he would retire the second he turned 62 and then immediately begin collecting Social Security. He was going to spend the rest of his days on the golf course. Two of us said that we want to continue to work as long as possible and wait till 70 to maximize our Social Security benefits. Regular listeners know that I'll generally advise waiting at least until your full retirement age, which is generally 65, 66, or some 67, before you file for that Social Security. Benefits can grow at about 8% each year we delay. Now, file earlier if you're in poor health, of course, if there is are no other sources of retirement income. A study by Nationwide Insurance lends more credence to my advice for most people to wait. In that study, 28% of retirees surveyed say that life is worse in retirement. Nearly 80% cite income as the top reason why. The good news for those still in the workforce, being unhappy in retirement is largely preventable. But how? Well, don't hang up those work clothes just immediately at 62. Stick it out for another year or two or three. Each year we wait increases Social Security benefits through projected raises just for waiting. And continued income, because you're working, could help raise the amount that we receive. But that's not all, folks. Cap snaffler, too. If we work continue to work for a few more years, we have the potential to put more money away into our retirement accounts to grow the income base. And when you're in your 60s, you are probably in your peak earning years, allowing you to enjoy greater spending and savings as well. Please reconsider taking benefits, you know, just because you qualify for them at age 62. Do a bit of research and learn how much better off you will be if you wait. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. Number 634-2222.
So, in other words, what Don is saying, folks, is if you have a job that you truly, truly hate,
stick with it.
Stick with it. Don't be a wimp.
Yeah.
Get out there and keep going. And it's good advice. It really is. I took that into consideration. I've taken it into consideration my personal life. I also took into consideration that my brother retired at the age of 62 with full benefits and a great pension, and he died 6 months later. So, you know, you know how it is, Don. It's
kind of a crapshoot, but you should. Obviously, we can't predict.
Yeah.
You know, something coming out of left field, but we know what kind of shape we're in. Mm-hmm. You know, and you also can look at your family history.
Most of my friends are still working. Frankly,
yeah.
The three or four people I
close
call
buddies,
close friends,
yeah,
they're still working.
Yeah.
And going to go for a while longer. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go all the way.
Apple introduced the iPod on this date. This is iPod Day.
Wow.
In 2007.
2001.
Yeah. iPod changed the way we listened to and purchased music.
Oh, iPod. Okay.
First iPod sold on December 10th, 2001 for $399. iPod Day's recognition to this groundbreaking technology and the many people it impacted. Today, let's also take a moment to remember Steve Jobs. Co-founder, chairman,
brilliant,
and chief executive officer of Apple.
Benjamin Franklin of our day.
And my wife's got one of these. I got it for a couple, 3 years ago, and she downloaded about 25 tunes, just a random selection of ones she like and a few I like.
Right.
And then she hasn't added to it since. I wonder why I can't get her off the schneid. I mean, I've been asking for, you know, greatest hits of Guy Lombardo, you know.
A little bubble music.
A little champagne bubble music.
Yeah.
I can't get her to do it.
I don't know. It's like everything else. You just got to maintain it, you know?
Yeah, you got to maintain. All right, Don. Yeah.
All righty.
Good to have you back in the city, back in our fine community here.
Thank you, sir.
I know you've been out trying to convince the folks from Tyson's Food to locate here.
That was me.
One manly mission going out there.
Yeah.
Don, whatever, I don't care how much you hate your work. Keep working, Don.
I love my work.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
All right, 6:56 now, coming up 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. Congressional Republicans are optimistic about passing a tax overhaul. That story and more news on the hour. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.